This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF Executive Board to consider Jamaica's economic program month end, Pride Project to be extended, and 7 primary schools in Kingston receive tablet computers. Details after the break.
Recognize clients and colleagues with a corporate gift that's one of a kind, or Golden Jubilee snapshots of post-independent Jamaica, a gift worth giving. Call the JIS today.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund has welcomed the government's efforts to implement an economic reform program and complete the prior actions towards the signing of an extended fund facility arrangement. Given this progress, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund will, at the end of April, meet to consider Jamaica's application for an extended fund facility arrangement. A release from the IMF issued Monday outlined that the fund management will submit the 48-month arrangement to its Executive Board with the recommendation that it be approved. The IMF arrangement will provide the necessary support to the government's economic reform program to enhance growth while minimizing the impact on the poorest and most vulnerable. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, supported, promote, renew, invigorate, develop, and energize Pride Jamaica project is to be extended. Government recently signed a letter of intent for the extension of the project, expected to bring about continued improvement in the tax administration system. The $1.7 million Pride project is in its second phase and will continue until March 2015. Speaking at the recent signing ceremony for the extension, Financial Secretary Devon Rowe said the government is pleased to continue its partnership with the international agency.
This is an indication of our commitment and of our steadfast approach to tax reform and to improvement in our tax collections. And this support that will be provided over the next year and a half to 2 years will help to solidify those gains that we have achieved so far.
Under the initiative, USAID will provide technical assistance to Tax Administration Jamaica and other stakeholders to simplify and broaden the tax base. Continued tax reform is among the government's strategic priorities over the medium term. $50 million has been set aside for the continued development of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative during this fiscal year. The allocation outlined in the 2013-2014 estimates of expenditure will go towards the purchase of equipment and the provision of services and other inputs to advance work on the development set to be a major economic driver. Activities being undertaken under the Logistics Hub Initiative include enhancement and expansion of the existing structure at the Port of Kingston and the Kingston Container Terminal. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says a project of this global magnitude demands support from all stakeholders.
If we're able to implement it, and I believe we will, then it's as if we struck oil, plenty oil. But we have to get it done, and we have to get it done together.
Through the Global Logistics Hub Initiative, the government is aiming to position the island as the 4th major node in the global supply and logistics chain. The initiative has been endorsed by several local and international development partners. And staff and students of 7 primary schools in Kingston have received tablet computers courtesy of telecommunications company Digicel. The company handed out a total of 56 tablets to the schools on Monday, boosting the information and technology capabilities of the institutions. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites lauded the donation, noting that it is in keeping with the government's thrust to provide schools with increased access to technology.
When we do things like we're doing here, enable our students with these tablets, and we plan to do it over the whole system eventually, we are giving the technology of the advanced world to the people who, up to a few years ago, never had it. And that is how we are going to change the order of things. That is the agenda of the people going forward.
The 7 schools benefiting from the initiative are Elliston, Holy Rosary Gibbs, Norman Garden and Port Royal Primary, as well as Rennoch Lodge and Rollington Town Primary and Windward Road Primary and Junior High School. The internet-compatible Huawei tablets also came preloaded with educational applications to assist students with their studies. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.